A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What did you make of the performance overall? Was there frustration that when the fight back came, they
had
a lot of ground to make up
on it? Yeah. Well, obviously, hugely disappointing outcome for us. But you know what? At least we were more like ourselves today in terms of our football. Our last two away games in Newcastle, Chelsea, was apart from the results, which weren't great either, but we just didn't try and play our football. I thought today, even in the first half, some of our football, our pressing was back to where it should be. We lacked a real sort of cutting edge for sure. We just had nothing in that front third, and that allowed Liverpool to get comfortable. And flip side of that was when they got forward and into the front third, their front guys were quite lethal in pouncing on our mistakes. And so 4-0, we've got a mountain to climb. But again, when we play like ourselves, we always finish strong because we put pressure on the opposition that eventually takes its toll. And we scored a couple of goals, maybe could add a couple more. So look, it's disappointing, but at least we tried to play and we look, like a version of ourselves, which gives me something to work with.
Is it a confidence thing at the moment?
Maybe in the front third there is. I thought our football was good today. We're under pressure. They're a good pressing team. We played some real good stuff to get through them, and then we get to the front third, nothing would happen, and there probably is a bit of a lack of confidence. But again, that's just something guys got to work through. You got to find a way to overcome that, because ultimately, if you don't put pressure on the opposition in that front third after you've worked your way up there, then like I said, they're going to get comfortable with their position. So it's probably a little bit of that. But again, we've got to find a way to snap out of that, because it's not going to happen on its own.
But I think it's also a mentality issue. You start playing well with 3-0 down against Arsenal, you start playing well with 4-0 down against Liverpool,
and then
you lost.
Yeah, look, again, I think you missed the point of what I just said. I don't think we were playing badly. I know we're losing 4-0, and against Arsenal, I didn't think we were playing badly. It's just that the difference was in the two boxes. We kind of lacked a cutting edge, and the opposition, very good opposition. So, like I said, that's got nothing to do with, mentality. If you come to Anfield and, don't try and play, maybe that shows that you haven't got the mentality. But we tried to play. We definitely tried to play. And so I don't think it's a mentality issue at all. In fact, I think it's polar opposite of that. I think the mentality, at least tonight, was there for us to go out and try and be a version of ourselves. And we're short, absolutely. But like I said, that gives me something to work with.
You mentioned before in terms of your build-up and how you like to approach it against the Liverpool side, you do like to regain the ball high up. How did you feel? You did, there were some mistakes. Was it a tempo thing? Was it movement sometimes?
I think we pinched it a few times as well. But the difference was they punished us and we didn't punish them. So that's what I'm talking about. So when you've got two teams kind of similar going at it, it's going to happen. In those moments, it's what, whether you capitalise or not. So, but again, I'd much rather we go down that road and try and fix those kind of areas than try and change our approach.
Could you ask about Emerson Royale as well? It's quite a tough day for him. Emerson Royale, quite a tough day for Liverpool.
We're playing him out of position. Obviously, it's kind of the way our season's gone. Whenever we've had injuries, we invariably have had him in the same part of the pitch, so both our left backs are out, so we kind of forced him out there, so it's not great for him, and he's obviously up against a pretty good player in Mo, that's something we have to deal with.
What did you make of Charleston's impact
and
the impact of the subs in those?
Yeah, it was good, but again, I think that was because we'd worked hard up until that point, and like I said, when we play our football, and it looks, sounds madness because we're 4-0 down, but we still made Liverpool work hard, and we do in all our games. You know, the Arsenal game was similar, so we always tend to finish strong. And I think the subs benefit from the hard work of the other guys, but it certainly helped. You know, I thought Richie was really good with his presence, and you know, then the other guys coming on, I thought added something for us. We got a couple of goals, so I said, yeah, I could add a couple more.
What was your thoughts of bringing them on when you did? Because it seemed, you know, games effectively dead at that point. Were you still thinking you'd get something?
Well, it wasn't, was it?
No.
So,
was that your thought? That you
yeah, look, I mean, Richie played, I mean, he started on, you know, Thursday night, but he's been out for a fair while, so we were never going to play him back-to-back games. So it was always about trying to get him on the field in the last half hour today, irrespective of how the game was going. But look, at 4-0, do you think you can win? No, but I still felt we would get something, could get something out of the game in terms of, because I knew we'd finish strong because of all the work we'd done till that. So, but it's fair to say before he came on, we never looked threatening at all whenever we got into those areas. And him coming on, I thought Sonny improved on the left and Brennan on the right, just gave us a little bit more of a presence in there.
And as the players left at half time, I don't know if you saw it, if we were able to see it, but basically, you know, Macario stepped in between Romero and Royale. I just wonder what you made of it, whether you saw it.
I didn't see it, a few people mentioned it, but mate, as I've said to others, they care, mate. You know, it hurts them. They're not, you know, it's like they're not going to just be happy with the current situation, you know, and because they care, you know, they want it to improve. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And, you know, as long as it's done in a constructive way and irrespective, like, you know, the players who I've been told were involved, you know, they care. You know, they want to change the situation. They want to accept it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.